Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I am excited because we have the legendary Scott Hanselman here today. Scott, how are you?
I'm uncomfortable with that introduction, but thank you, sir.
You were good today.
No,
at the keynote, you were fantastic. You had the energy.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You showed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
What's the most exciting thing about the demo you did today?
Okay, so I had a little piece within a larger thing, right? We had IE9, we had OData, and then in the middle, Scott Gu was talking about web standards in Visual Studio 2010, and then we had a developer demo in the middle that we wanted to kind of make, you know, as legitimate and authentic as possible. You know, I didn't want to come out and drag a data grid from the Northwind database onto a design service. I wanted to show how people develop today. So the demo that we worked on was actually developed by a guy named James Senior, who's Jay Senior on Twitter, and he and I kind of collaborated on this, where he built the demo and we kind of worked on the
It was an e-commerce site.
Yeah, it was an e-commerce site that sold one thing. It sold polo shirts, right? Specifically red ones, like the ones that
Scott Guthrie thing, yes.
It was built in ASP.NET 4 and ASP.NET MVC 2, but the thing that was kind of a neat thing, and a neat kind of a twist about it was that we were showing a plugin for jQuery that isn't yet released yet.
Right.
That's a collaboration. It's an open source collaboration between the ASP.NET team and jQuery. So we're actually kind of bringing code into jQuery and like playing like a really good open source citizen.
And what I thought was so compelling is all this stuff is kind of running client side, right? We're so used to this server side.
You know, I even think that maybe people didn't quite get it because it's just such an interesting way to think about things. If you bring data over the wire with JSON and you bring it from the server over to the client, you need to typically kind of manipulate that data. You look at it and then you output it. And it's trivial to spin through some JSON and maybe output a total or, you know, something like that. Like you update a value. But if you wanted to generate a huge chunk of HTML, that's non-trivial today.
Right.
You have to either make a poor man's template and then hide it in a div and then poke your values in there and then copy it. Or you have to use the jQuery DOM and basically manipulate and inject HTML into the DOM dynamically. And it's tedious and it's a little frustrating. So what we showed was a jQuery client-side templating engine. So you would basically create some script, and you'd give it type text jQuery template. And it would look like HTML. And would have little binding expressions, just like the data binding that you're used to on the server side.
Yeah, funky little syntax.
Yeah, little curly brace
kind
of data binding thing. So if I'm bringing over something with like ID and name and price, I would say curly brace, you know, colon ID, and then that would be output. So you just say, using jQuery selectors, right, it's really, really, really convenient. You say, I want this template to dot render that data and then append it to this place. So it's just really nice and clean. So we pulled a shopping cart. We had that data in memory on the client side. We brought only the data across, not the UI. Then we grabbed a hold of our template. We grabbed a hold of our div that we were going to hold that stuff in, and we said render. And we did client-side data binding.
Right, it was a great demo.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, kudos to jQuery and Dave Reed and Stephen Walther and all the guys in the ASP.NET team that made that possible.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'm just the talking head.
The pretty guy on stage.
Yeah.
So
it's the makeup and the guy lineup.
You have one of the funnest jobs at Microsoft. You certainly work for one of the most fun people at Microsoft. What are you doing next? What can we look forward to from you?
Well, you know, we're building a pretty cool team. You know, I work in server and tools online, right? So I work, you know, in the MSDN kind of ecosystem, and you know, I work on the ASP.NET site, and Serverlight.net, and I think of myself and our team kind of as being online professors, because I used to be a professor in university in a local state school, and I just think that you could say evangelist, you could say sales guy, you could say shill, but ultimately I don't ever feel like my professor's trying to sell me anything, so I kind of prefer that customer advocate / professor, and we're building this really great team. You know, we just hired a guy from the jQuery core team to work on scripting, start focusing more on client-side script like the demos that you saw today. We've got Serverlight-focused people and ASP.NET web forms-focused people and MVC. We got Joe Stagner and John Galloway and Ray Bango and, you know, Pete Brown.
All talented
people. Jesse
Liberty.
Yeah. And we're trying to get out there and get the education out there. It's not about getting the message out as it is about getting the
guidance.
I like to think that after file new project, then you.
That's where you.
That's
take
where
over.
We. That's where our group. That's where the Server and Tools Online kind of takes over.
Fair enough. And you guys are doing a great job. By
oh,
the way.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And I really appreciate you coming here today.
Dude, anytime.
Thanks.
Anytime, you know.
And
this guy, hang on. We're going to hijack the show here because this guy gave me my first writing gig. It was professional.
Commerce Server
2000.
I launched
your
career.
We did Access 2000 as well.
We did
Access Programming 2000. It was like one of the Brady Bunch books, and I think there were like 16 people on it. I was like fourth from the left, lead author, Tim Huckabee. This is the guy right here.
This is outtake stuff, by the way.
Is this outtake stuff? Are you kicking me off? We're going to cut this? That's disappointing.
I got to stop laughing so I can sign off here.
You can sign off.
Okay, I can get myself together. And thank you, Scott. Thank you so much for coming today.
Always a treat, my friend. Always a treat.
And thank you guys for watching. You son of a...
Sorry, dude. I'm just...